Andy Bulbarch joined alongside Matt Douglas. Time now in hour number two for our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. And we have with us in studio right now Tim Spickler with First Baptist Christian School. Tim, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
Great, Andy. Thanks for having me.
Well, you were telling me just a few minutes ago, you've got some good plans this weekend. You're going on a couples retreat? That sounds awesome.
We are. Our church is sponsoring a couples retreat down in Amish country, and I'm looking forward to that.
That should be a lot of fun. You and I were sharing some past experiences in Amish country, how great the food is down there first and foremost, and it should be a fun experience. Good, good stuff. Well, there's a lot of cool, exciting new things going on at First Baptist Christian School. And, well, I want to start with something that I thought was pretty interesting. You guys have a Voice of Democracy speech contest. For those that aren't familiar, what's that all about?
Well, this is an annual competition sponsored by the Veterans of Foreign Wars, and we've been participating in it for about 25 years. And we've done very well over the years. We've had a couple of students that have made it to the state level and placed. And just a couple of years ago, one of our students made it to the national level and placed there as well. So we are excited about this opportunity that we have every year to participate in a competition that honors those who have served our country.
That's awesome stuff. Now, how was this put together? Is every student just kind of selected in the competition? How does this work?
Well, we have all of our students participate. There's actually two levels to this. At the junior high level, there is the Patriot's Pen, and they write on a topic provided by the Veterans of Foreign Wars. And then at the high school level, there is a speech writing contest, and then the students record that and enter it into competition. Again, it's on a topic that the VFW selects, and we enjoy having our students think about patriotism and those who have served their country in the past.
So it's more than just standing up in front of, I mean, there's a thought process that goes into it for the students. They write out the speech, and then they perform it, essentially, is how it goes.
Absolutely, and we judge internally those who have the best speeches, and we submit those into competition.
About how many do you take? I'm curious.
It depends on the year. I think over the past few years, we've 3 to 5.
Okay. So that's one of many exciting things you guys have going on at the academic level. You were mentioning earlier, too, the Chronicle-Telegram, our parent company, they've got their spelling bee, and you've had some success with that competition as well.
We have. Over the past several years, we've had students make it to nationals.
Wow. Okay. All right. Now, see, every now and again, we dabble into spelling on this show, but then we realize, you know what? There is a reason we just say these things and we don't try and write them down or spell them out.
That's why I got into radio. I don't have to write.
Right.
Somehow I'm in charge of the website, but spelling's not my forte.
See, we fall into that trap of writing things out phonetically, so we have a hard time spelling sometimes, so we might need to be in on some of those courses. It might just help us out
a little bit. Take notes, yes.
Again, we're talking with Tim Spickler from First Baptist Christian School in our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. You guys have a number of different fundraising programs, but you've got one called the Leaving a Legacy Fund. What's the Leaving a Legacy Fund?
Well, as you might suspect, educating students in a private school, tuition doesn't cover all of the costs of doing that. And we have parents, grandparents, church members, various individuals that love the ministry of First Baptist Christian School, and every year they contribute to the Leaving a Legacy Fund, and that enables us to cover the gap between what parents can afford to pay in tuition and what it actually costs to educate these students. And we are so grateful for those donors that year after year, small gifts, large gifts, they enable us to do what we love to do.
And it seems like one of the things that you love to do is get the kids out in the community. You do a lot of community work, and it seems like community work really seems to energize the kids as well. What's that program specifically titled, and what's it all about, where the kids get out in the community?
Well, one of our major fundraisers every year is the Workathon. and our students go around and ask donors for pledges. And then on the actual workathon day, we go out and assist those in the community with various types of projects that they may not be able to do for themselves. Many senior citizens or perhaps some people who are disabled and can't do yard work such as raking leaves or winterizing their home. And so our students, under the leadership of our staff and parents, will go out and assist them with that kind of work. And it's just a real blessing and encouragement to them. And it's teaching our students a valuable lesson, that of people that have needs, we need to help them.
You do that for all the grades?
We do, yes.
Wow.
Our younger students will do some project-related things for some people who are in nursing homes or assisted living situations. And then our upper elementary and junior high and high school students actually go out and do the work.
Certainly appreciated, I'm sure, by many of those that are out in the community that can't do those things. You mentioned it could be something as simple as raking some leaves or cutting someone's grass that doesn't have the opportunity to do that. But I would imagine, too, that the feedback you get from some of the students also, that immediate level of fulfillment, knowing that you really helped somebody else out, gives them a real strong sense of community. And at the end of the day, that's kind of what that program's all about, right?
Absolutely. We're teaching them that life is for service.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Again, we're talking with Tim Spickler from First Baptist Christian School on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. You guys have some fascinating events coming up in just a few weeks here. You've got a pancake breakfast coming up in a couple of weeks. What's going on here?
I'm not sure about that. That's news to me. I know we have a spaghetti dinner coming up here on February 24th. That is a fundraiser for our senior class. Every year, our seniors get to take a trip under the leadership of their class advisor. And so that is open to the public. The hours for that are February 24th, 5:30 to 8:30 at our location at 11400 LaGrange Road.
Now, where's the senior trip this year?
They are going to Boston this year. So as a history teacher, that's exciting for me that they're going to get to go to the birthplace of our nation.
Nice. When does that take place? Towards the end of the year?
They go at the beginning of May.
How long do they stay?
It's usually a week-long trip.
Cool. Okay.
That's really cool. Before we jump on, how do they decide where they're going to head?
They meet with their class advisor and talk about what interests them as a class.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
Where have they gone in the past on these senior trips? Because I think every class does it a little bit differently, right?
They do. And our focus in the past couple of years, we are also adding a ministry component to that, that they're actually going out and, as we talked earlier, serving others through that trip. It's not just fun and games and entertainment for them, but there's a purpose to it. So some of the places that they've gone in the recent past, Gatlinburg, Tennessee is a popular destination, as well as Outer Banks. Some classes have gone to Chicago, Toronto. It just depends on where people in the class perhaps have not been on family vacations, places that they'd like to go and see and explore.
As you mentioned, doing that community aspect, is that some of the things they do is kind of help rebuild homes or something if the situation calls for?
We usually get involved with an existing ministry that's there, a church. I know that a couple of years ago we went in and helped with a soup kitchen type ministry and also did some cleaning and painting work in the ministry center.
Well, that's great. So not just a lesson, I mean, from the fact they're going to historic areas, but from that aspect as well. Very neat.
Well, and I think it's cool, too, that you've gone to a number of different places. It's not like you target one area every year. Boy, you mentioned some of those cities and those destinations. You've been all over the place. I think it's cool, too, because if you're a senior, a lot of times, maybe you at 18 years old or 17, whatever the case may be, you may have never left the country before. So to be able to go to a place like Toronto, that really gives you an opportunity to expand your horizons.
Absolutely.
Well, very cool stuff. Well, this spaghetti dinner isn't the only event you guys have coming up. Tell us about Family Skate Night.
We've got that coming up on March 12th, and that will be one of our annual events that we have. And we're looking forward to that. It's a bonding time for our student body and just a time to rest, relax, get away from the books a little bit.
Kind of like what the couples retreat is for this weekend, right?
Yes.
Yeah, along the same lines. So what happens at Family Skate Night? Is it just an excuse to get out to the rink and skate a little bit and just have some fun?
Well, it's a student council-sponsored event, and yes. We have some of our graduates that will show up, and of course the parents as well, and I look forward to it every year. I'm getting up there in years and don't get on the skates, but I get a chance to sit down and talk with parents and students in an informal setting.
You know, that's something that's kind of disappeared. As you bring that up, I remember we lived in Washington, D.C. for a number of years, and that was one of the things my sister's elementary school did is they, on Friday nights every month or so, they'd do like a skate night where kids could bring their skates into the gym and skate in the area. Is the idea to sort of to not bond the student body necessarily, but to give them another outlook to see teachers, to see administration, and with their parents, the opportunity to talk, and not the school setting, but just as friends in the community?
Yes.
Yeah. Sounds like a lot of fun. So for our listeners out there that might be interested in taking part in Family Skate Night or that spaghetti dinner, what kind of information do you have to pass along?
Well, they can find out more about that by checking us out on the web at fbcs-elyria.org. Or they could give the school office a call for more information. Area code 440-458-5185.
Good stuff. Well, Tim, we appreciate the time very much. Thank you so much for coming in and joining us in studio. About a 10-minute drive, you said, right?
Yes.
Something like that. Yeah. Now, and you mentioned that by the time you got in studio, you still were pretty dry, so you got here just in the nick of time. Did you bring your umbrella with you?
I did not.
Uh-oh.
Well, it should be all right. It doesn't look too bad out there.
I mean, it's a little bit damp, but I mean, it certainly has gotten a lot worse since you arrived. But hopefully you can put your hood up and then walk outside so you don't get drenched on the way back. But, Tim, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All righty. Again, Tim Spickler joining us with First Baptist Christian School on our Nortz Incorporation Champions of Education series. Nortz Incorporation is a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day.